Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do, the people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way, from design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/Green Festival.
Everybody has the talk of the town.
And just like that old song, we heard another old song. The notion of a T-Mobile Sprint merger surfaced again. Craig Moffat joined us right now, senior analyst at MoffittNathanson, to talk about this deal. So we have talked about this deal in the past, Craig. And what has changed besides the administration and the likelihood of approval?
Yeah, it's a great question. This has been a topic of conversation almost continuously since about 2013. The big thing that has changed is the administration. Under a Democrat regime, a Sprint-T-Mobile tie-up had no chance at all. The FCC and the Department of Justice both made that clear at the time. Under a Republican regime, it's got better odds, but I don't know that you can say they're great. It's not unthinkable, but it's still a heavy lift.
One of our Bloomberg Gadfly, our fast commentary section, one of the writers wrote, you know, why does T-Mobile even want Sprint? They say Sprint isn't actually exactly a hot commodity. It's got $33 billion of net debt. Meantime, you've got T-Mobile at the top of its game. Is that a fair question, Craig?
Well, yes and no. In the very short term, it's a fair question. But I do think that T-Mobile and its corporate parent, Deutsche Telekom, look at the U.S. market and concede that they will need greater scale to be truly long-term competitive. Now, you know, what the definition is of long-term is anybody's is sort of a Rorschach test for almost anyone as to how long is long. But over the long term, the wireless business is going to become more capital intensive as the usage of data rises and as networks get denser and denser and denser. And that's going to take real money and it's going to take real scale. And I think what they're looking at is ultimately the two companies would be better together than apart. But look, it's absolutely true that Sprint brings with it a lot of problems. Not least is the balance sheet that you described with a tremendous amount of debt.
How do the two companies differ technologically? Obviously, they both provide, you know, cellular or wireless service. But get us a little geeked out here in terms of spectrum and so on. What do they each have that's different?
Well, you know, it's funny. If you went back 7, 8, 9 years ago, what really mattered was the technology that they used. So in geek speak, T-Mobile was and is a GSM-based carrier, at least for what its 3G network was, while Sprint was CDMA. For a long time, that would have made them incompatible technologically. And it was a similar incompatibility that arguably is what tanked Sprint when they originally bought Nextel, and they had two different networks. Today, that's much less important. Everybody's evolving to LTE networks, and in some ways, T-Mobile itself wrote the book on how to do a merger when they bought Metro PCS, and instead of trying to consolidate the technologies, really conceptualize the merger around spectrum bands. And so that's much more now what this is about.
Wait, can you explain that, Craig? What do you mean come together around the cellular, the bands?
Well, both companies use a spectrum band called PCS band, or 1.9 gigahertz. So they are quite compatible there. That provides for significant synergy in consolidating the way they use that spectrum in that network. But then they bring other assets as well. T-Mobile has bought a significant amount of low-band spectrum in the last few years that is very good for coverage. And what many people think the crown jewel of Sprint is this treasure trove of a huge amount of what used to be considered extremely high-frequency spectrum and is now considered sort of high mid-band in the 2.5 gigahertz range. And the concept has always been that will be enormously valuable for providing lots and lots of capacity. Problem is, Sprint's never had the money to be able to spend to build out that part of their network. And so their network has never really been sufficient to prove the concept of using that spectrum in a meaningful way.
Craig, building on that then, let's assume that this deal finally does get done after so many years. Then is there a next phase? Does Comcast or Charter Communications then want in on all of this?
Look, I kind of doubt it, but that's a lot of dominoes to fall. First, you have to get through can we even get a deal done? That's before we get it to Washington, and can it be approved? Is there the basis of a real combination here? Both companies, I think, theoretically would like to do a merger, but their valuations don't match up very well. Sprint is still extremely expensive relative to T-Mobile, trades at a much higher multiple. Some of that you can attribute to that 2.5 gigahertz spectrum, but not all of it. And so you would have a very hard time figuring out what's the right exchange ratio. And then if you can find the right exchange ratio, you've got the problem that the two companies have what is arguably too much debt. And you can't just increase the exchange ratio and say, well, if Sprint is going to trade at $8.50 a share or what have you, then T-Mobile should be worth $80, because then the combination of the two companies is too expensive. And as soon as you announce the deal, the sum of the two of them, they both fall. And so there's all of these problems to how do we actually find the basis for an economic combination?
Right.
And then you've got the question of it's maybe a coin flip if you can get this thing approved.
Okay, so as you said, a lot of dominoes that would have to fall.
A lot of fun chances for ARB is what I'm hearing.
Craig, always appreciative of your insight. Craig Moffett, founder and senior analyst at MoffettNathanson Research, on the phone in New York. By the way, Corey, T-Mobile shares, they are up 5.3%. Sprint shares up 8.9%. This is Bloomberg Markets. Carol Masser, Corey Johnson. We are Bloomberg Radio.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Hi, I'm Ron Kraszewski, Chairman and CEO of Stifel. Financial advisors, let's face it, if you're not growing your practice, you're losing market share. Stifel is a growing, entrepreneurial, advisor-centric firm built for successful advisors like you. There's a reason why 148 financial advisors joined Stifel last year. Come join us and find out why Stifel is the firm where success meets success. Visit www.choosestifel.com.
Stifel Nicolaus & Company, Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way, from design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code Radio 20 at BloombergLive.com/Green Festival.